Iranian delegation is in the Georgian capital Tbilisi taking part in a conference on how representatives from Islam and Christianity should tackle the threat of terrorism. The conference hopes to promote tolerance, partnership, and interfaith dialogue.
This small Islamic center on the outskirts of the Georgian capital Tbilisi is a modest place to be debating issues of global significance. But that has not deterred these delegates from attending a conference called Christianity and Islam, How to Tackle Terrorism. Many of the delegates are clerics who've specially flown over from Iran. They were invited to meet with Georgian Patriarch Ilya II before the conference. Others are Georgian Orthodox priests. The aim of the conference is to foster interfaith dialogue as a way to combat extremism.
It is believed that violence first comes from the mind of the people. If you can change the mind of the people to love the human beings and to protect the right of the life of the people, then you can protect and save the people from violence and terrorism.
Father Bidzina Gunia is a priest of one of Tbilisi's most important churches. He says that both Islam and Christianity teach tolerance and respect for dignity. This, he argues, is the best way of tackling terrorism.
Our traditional religions, Orthodox Christianity and Islam, can help to address the problem of terrorism. Every religion supports the good in people, their beliefs and their dignity. And it's very important that not only politicians address the problem of terrorism, but also spiritual leaders.
The delegates also signed a joint statement outlining their principles. According to Iranian delegate Dr. Mohammed Mehdi, these values are nearly universal.
Every country in the world today, whether Christian, Muslim or Jewish, is first to confront the dangers of terrorism. Today, the struggle against terrorism increasingly uses terrorist methods. No religion condones this.
And while this one-day event was never going to solve the world's problems, promoting tolerance and respect is a good place to start. Christian Georgia and Islamic Iran are very different countries, but both face the common threat of terrorism. The participants in this conference say that the only way to address this problem is through tolerance, peace, and interreligious dialogue. William Dunbar, Press TV, Tbilisi, Georgia.